Andy, did you hear that? Come on, will you?
Did I hear what?
That whistle. That's the Rinso White whistle.
And Rinso means us.
That's right. Rinso gets clothes Rinso White. And Rinso presents the Amos and Andy Show. With their guests for tonight, the Paul Taylor Chorus. Well, it's practically Christmas, and all through the house, the youngsters are helping with everything, even the dishes. But unfortunately for Mom, that state of affairs won't last very long. She'll soon be facing a sink piled high with Christmas dinner dishes and not a helping hand in sight. Of course, Mom knows she can depend on Rinso to make quick work of the biggest pile of dishes. Why, ladies, you just fill your dishpan full of those soapy rich Rinso suds and watch the heavy grease and sticky food particles scoot. In next to no time, every dish is bright and shining. And ladies, Rinso's easy on your hands, too. So don't take chances. Use Rinso. And now, here are Amos and Andy and their guests, the Paul Taylor Chorus. It's the Saturday before Christmas. The morning crowds are milling about Lenox Avenue in Harlem doing their last-minute shopping. Andy is out with Amos's little girl, Arbidella, on their annual Christmas tour of the department store windows. Right now, they're looking at a little doll in one of the windows.
Yeah, that show is a pretty doll, Arbidella.
Yes, that's the one I wrote and asked Santa Claus to bring me. But Daddy said I wrote the letter too late. You see, I only wrote it 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, that ain't giving Santa Claus much time. You gotta write him before that.
Isn't she pretty, though, Uncle Andy?
Yeah.
Daddy said Santa Claus would bring her to me next Christmas.
Oh, sure. You see, that'll give him more time.
We're having a good time today, ain't we, Uncle Andy? I like being out with you.
Yeah, and I like being out with you, too, Arbidella. But I guess we better be getting on home now.
Do you think Mommy and Daddy will be home yet?
Oh, yeah. They say they'd be home at 12.
Uncle Andy, let me just look at the doll once more.
Oh, sure, honey.
She's beautiful. She's a talking doll, too.
Yeah, there's the best ones, all right.
That sure's a pretty dress she's got on. But when Santa Claus brings her to me next year, I'm going to make her a lot more pretty dresses. Mm. Pink ones. I can hardly wait till next Christmas.
Milkman, you sure got a lot of Christmas presents there.
Yeah, Lightning. I want to get them all wrapped up now, too, so I ain't got to do it this afternoon or tonight.
Well, what is that one you got there? Perfume?
Yeah, for one of my girlfriends. You know, Sadie Blake.
She likes that sweet-smelling stuff already, don't she?
Yeah. Well, she ought to. This is genuine imported French perfume.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, look at this. They done left a price on there. 25 cents. Is you got a pencil, Lightning?
Yeah, sir, but I ain't got no rubber on the end of it.
Well, I don't care about no rubber. I just want to put 2 in front of that and make it 2 1/4. You see, Lightning, if Sadie don't like the perfume, she'll be crazy about the price.
Yeah, well, what you got in this package here, Miss Andy?
Oh, them are some handkerchiefs that I'm going to give to that other gal friend of mine, Evelyn Bennett.
But wait a minute, Miss Annie. These has got a C broidered up in the corner.
Yeah, well, last year I was going to give them to that gal Carmen that I was going with, but we done busted up 2 days before Christmas.
Well, with the letter C on there, I don't see how you can give them to Evelyn Bennett.
Yeah, well, I thought of that. So for the last 3 weeks, I've been calling her Cookie.
Look here, here come the Kingfish and Henry Van Porter.
Yeah, come in, fellas, come in.
Well, hello there, Lightning. Hello, Andy. Merry Christmas, fellas. Noel, Noel, and all that stuff.
Yes, a charming Yuletide. A charming Yuletide to you, gentlemen. A charming Yuletide.
Yeah, charming Yuletide to you, too, Henry.
Yeah, well, see you wrapping all your Christmas presents here, Andy. Any time that you want me to turn my back and not look, just say the word.
Well, listen, I ain't bought you a present, Kingfish.
Oh, you ain't got around to that yet, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, don't worry about it, Brother Andy. You got time. You know, my wife and me were talking about the same thing just this morning. Mm-hmm. She said to me, she said, George, do you think that any of your friends is going to give you that bathrobe they got in the corner window at the Globe Department store? Mm-hmm. I said, honey, you mean the blue one with the red sash around it that I'm crazy about? She said, yeah, you know, it's mark $3.95. I said, yeah, honey, that's the one size 40. Yeah, funny thing, I mean, my wife talk back and forth like that, ain't it? You know,
Yes, well, you could use a new bathrobe, Kingfish. That one you had on yesterday certainly was a mess.
Yeah, and by the way, Andy, I just thought of something. How big is that door at your boarding house?
Door? Why?
Well, I'm coming up to see you tomorrow morning with a pretty big package for you. If I can't get it in there, though, I can always take the door off the hinges, can't we?
Yeah. Say, this is kind of embarrassing, because I is broke and can't afford to buy nothing for you.
Nothing at all?
That's right. Say, what time you expect to be up there with that big package?
Well, on second thought, it might not be as early as I expected, you know.
I'll be there all morning.
Yeah, well, don't wait for me, though, Andy. See, I got a lot of package to deliver. Might not get around to it till February or March. I don't know what to think.
Yeah, well, I knowed it was something like that.
Move in. I've been trying to wrap some of these packages here for you. This is a hard one, all right.
Well, what in the world is that?
Oh, that's a little toy automobile I done bought for Amos Jr. You wind it up and it scoots around the floor, backs up and does everything. I'll show you here.
Yeah, let's see that there.
Now, watch this.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Look at it go.
Say, that is the cutest thing I done ever seen.
Yeah, see the way that thing went around there? Look at that.
Well, look at this, will you? It's even got a license number on it.
Yeah, let me have it, Henry. I want to see if I can shoot it around the floor again here.
But I can wind it myself, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, let me do it, Henry. I asked for it.
Yes, but I picked it up first.
Well, now, don't break it, fellas.
Well, Andy, can't I be the one to work it?
Kingfish, I'm going to work it. Now, let's not be childish about this.
All right. But I'm next on the thing.
Well, I'm going to put it back in the box now before it gets broke. And I got a lot of things to do around here, too. You children better run along home now.
Say, by the way, Andy, you coming over to the gathering at the Lodge Hall this afternoon, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, you know, all the boys are getting together. Christmas spirit, refreshment, slapping everybody on the back and all that stuff, you know?
Yes, the whole gang is going to be there. I'll see you there, Andy.
Okay, so long, fellas.
Yeah, well, so long. Merry Christmas.
Goodbye, boys. Goodbye.
Well, I was wrapping this package of colored crayons that you bought for Arbidella, Miss Andy.
Yeah, go ahead, wrap that.
Must I rub out the 10 cents or must I just put a $1 in front of it?
Oh, rub it out. This ain't much of a gift to give a kid, is it?
Well, it ain't bad, Miss Andy.
Yeah, but she might not even like crayons.
Well, she might and she might not. After all, you don't know what Miss Amos's daughter likes.
Well, the funny part of it is, Lightning, I do know what she likes.
Well, even if you do, that don't make no difference because you was broke. You ain't got enough money to buy nothing more.
Yeah, that's what's troubling me. I is broke. Say, Lightning, what time is it?
It's nearly 1 o'clock.
Say, I'm going to leave. I'll see you later. Did you want to see me?
Yes, I guess so. Is you the gentleman to do the hiring here for the store?
That's right. My name is Simmons.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if you need any extra sales help for the last-minute rush this afternoon. I would work hard.
Well, we did need extra help up until yesterday, but I think we can get through the rest of the day with the salespeople we have.
Oh. Well, thank you just the same, mister.
Wait just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you can do it.
What's that?
Well, one of our Santa Claus's helpers was called home. You see, his wife was taken ill suddenly, and we could use somebody to take his place. You think you could do it?
Be Santa Claus's helper?
That's right.
Yeah, well, I ain't never done that before. Well, sure, I can do it.
Fine. Now, if you'll come down to the fourth floor, I'll give you your Santa Claus suit and tell you just what you're supposed to do.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Brown, that Santa Claus suit seems to fit you as well as the man who worked here before.
Yeah. Help me button the thing up, will you, Mr. Simmons? A little snug right here.
Yes, I see. Well, you've got that pillar in there just right.
That ain't no pillar, that's me.
Well, I think you better hurry and finish putting on your costume, Mr. Brown. I want you to get out in the toy department with the children.
Yeah, well, I guess the next thing you do is to get these boots on here. I'll sit down here and try to get in them. I'll pull them on here. Uh-oh. Mr. Simmons, has you got any of that sliding powder by any chance?
Why? What's the matter?
The dogs is too big for the house. Wait a minute. I got one in. Now, here goes the other one. There we is. Feet, you was wrapped up plenty tight today.
Well, that's fine. Now just put on these whiskers and this hat and you're all set.
Yes, okay. Now, what must I do, Mrs. Simmons, when I gets out there?
Well, Santa Claus's chair is right over at the far end of the toy department. Now, I want you to listen to the little children while they tell you what they would like for Christmas. Mm. And then assure them that Santa Claus will get their message.
Yes, sir.
And the idea is that Santa Claus would have a pretty tough time of it handling everything himself if he didn't have you helpers. I think you understand what I mean.
Oh, yes, sir, yes. I understand all right. Yes.
And if you run into any difficulties of any sort, just call the floor walker.
All right, Sonny, you was next. Come right up here now and sit on Santa Claus's lap. That's the boy. Now, tell Santa Claus, what you want for Christmas?
I want a G-Man badge and a gun.
A G-Man badge and a gun? Yeah, well, what's your name, Sonny?
Oliver Griffith.
Oliver Griffith? Well, is you done been a good boy all year, Oliver?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I could have seen that without even asking you. You was a nice little fella. I bet you drinks up all your milk at every meal, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, you drinks part of it, though, don't you?
I don't drink none of it.
None of it, huh?
No.
Old floor walker, can you come over here?
If Santa Claus bring me the G-Man badge and the gun, I'll drink my milk.
Oh, yeah, well, never mind, floor walker. Oh, that's a good little boy, Oliver. Now, you just hang up your stocking and everything going to be all right.
Oh, thank you, Santa Claus. Come on, Oliver.
Am I next?
Yeah, you is next. My, what a nice little girl. Sit right here on my knee. Now, tell me, what is your name?
Henrietta Lewis.
That's a pretty name, too. And that's a pretty little dress you got on there.
Well, Mama made it for me. See the ribbon?
Yeah, that's good, all right. Henrietta, you is one of the sweetest little girls I done ever seen. Now, tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
A football.
A football?
Yes, and a two chests and a drum.
Two chests? Well, what do a little girl like you want with them things?
Oh, I don't want them for myself.
Oh. Oh, well, who does you want them for?
My little brother.
Your brother?
Yes, you see, he's sick in bed, and he couldn't come down here, and I don't want you to forget him.
Oh, well, that sure is sweet of you, Henrietta. And I can tell you right now that Santa Claus is going to take care of him.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, honey. Merry
hey,
Christmas.
Quit shoving. I'm next.
Yeah, no fighting there now, boys. No fighting. Take it easy.
I tried to push in ahead of me. I'm next. Ain't I, Santa Claus?
Yes, sir. I mean, yeah, Sonny. What's your name?
Percy Carter.
Percy. Percy, huh? What you want for Christmas?
I want a machine gun. Do I get it?
Well, I'll see what I can do about it and all that stuff.
I want a wallet, too, with a picture of Humphrey Bogart in it.
Yeah, well, I'll work on that, too. Who's next?
Wait a minute, Santa Claus. I ain't through yet. I want to ask you something.
Yeah, well, what is it, Percy?
Last year, I asked you for a pair of skates, and I didn't get them. What goes?
Well...
Well, you got a lot of other stuff, though, didn't you?
Yeah. I got a necktie, some socks, and a couple of handkerchiefs. But who wants that stuff?
Well, better luck this year. All right, who's next?
Wait a minute. I got more stuff to ask you.
Oh.
In that workshop up north where Santa Claus makes all his toys?
Yeah.
What kind of country is that?
Country? Well, it's nothing but ice and snow and snow and ice, all stuff like that.
No trees or nothing?
No, just ice and snow.
Then where does Santa Claus get the apples and oranges he puts in the stockings every Christmas?
Old floor walker.
Ah, forget it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, son. Who's next?
I am, Santa Claus.
Oh, step right up, Sonny. Step right up.
Yes, sir.
And what's your name?
Jimmy Watson.
And what is it?
A baseball glove, a punching bag, a watercolor set, a ring toss, a fountain pen, a Mickey Mouse wristwatch, a cowboy suit, a telegraph set, a bicycle bell, a flashlight, and a baby sister.
Is that all you want?
That's all I can think of right now.
Well, you look a little worn out, Mr. Brown.
Oh, yes, sir. I is a little tired. I never talked to so many kids in all my life. But you know something? They is really cute, though, you know it?
Well, you did very well. All the children seemed very happy, and the parents were just standing there beaming.
Yes, sir, I see that. Thank you, sir.
Well, we certainly appreciated having you here this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Well, tell you the truth, I enjoyed it, too. And, of course, you know I done it for a special reason.
Yes, and here it is, Mr. Brown. I had the stock boy take it out of the window. The talking doll.
Andy has been well rewarded in his effort to get a Christmas present for Amos's little girl. We'll hear more about it in just a moment. You know, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without holly wreaths and Christmas trees and little dinner table scenes like this one.
Oh, boy! Turkey! Oh, I want the drumstick!
Oh, Tommy, you're going to upset the gravy bowl. Oh, Tommy. You've got gravy all over your shirt.
Well, Tommy's shirt will be a real contribution to the family wash this time, to say nothing of the tablecloth. But does that bother his mother?
Well, Tommy's shirt is certainly not very pretty. But with Rinso in the wash tub, it will come out like magic.
Yes, you see, ladies, Rinso soaks clothes clean in as little as 10 minutes. Just a few quick finger rubs wherever the dirt's a little stubborn, and rinse. All your washable colors come spotlessly, Rinso bright, safely, even after dozens of washings. And, of course, Rinso gets your white wash. Rinso white, because those peppy, rich suds get out more dirt. So make every wash day a Rinso wash day, and you'll whistle while you work. And now, back to the Amos and Andy Show and their guests, the Paul Taylor Chorus. It's Christmas Eve. Andy has just arrived at Amos's with an arm full of packages.
Well, come in, son. Come in. You look like Santa Claus there with all that stuff.
Yeah, how is you, boy? How is you? Say, that tree looks good.
Yeah, pretty, ain't it, Andy?
Sure is. Wait a minute. Let me lay these packages down here on the sofa.
Yeah, tell me this. You making the rounds now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Making the rounds. Spreading good cheer and all that stuff. Yeah. Boy, that is a pretty tree. You got a lot of lights on there, too.
We've been saving them for 2-3 years, you know. They're pretty hard to get now.
Oh, sure, I know.
We just decorated that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reuben and Mama is going out to take a few things to some poor people they hear about here in town. They'll be gone for about an hour.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Andy, why wasn't you over with all the fellas at the lodge hall yesterday?
Who, me? I must have clean forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, Amos, I'll leave these packages right here.
All of them?
Oh, sure. Here's one for Ruby, and here's one for Mama, here's one for you, and there's a little toy automobile for your baby.
Oh, gee, Andy.
And here's a package for Arbidella. And listen, Amos.
What's that?
Be sure and tell her that this one is from Santa Claus.
Oh, gee, that's a nice-looking package there for her, all right.
Oh, just a little something I picked up, nothing.
Oh, gee, you certainly is a Santa Claus this year, and I ain't never seen a Santa Claus like this.
Yeah, well, don't forget, I seen a lot of stuff over at my place from your house.
Yeah, well, like I told you, and it ain't much, but we wanted you to know that we love you and we're thinking about you.
Oh, well, Amos, I feel better this year than I ever felt. By the way, when are you going to open up your packages?
Oh, the kids get up early, and we all get up and start early Christmas morning. And now, don't forget, too, you promised us this morning that you'd be here for Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I sure will. That's nice of you, too, because the other two I was figuring on going to didn't work out so good.
Oh, it didn't, huh?
No.
Yeah, well, we want you here, Andy, so you count on it.
Yeah, well, that's swell, that's swell. Well, I got to get going, son. I got to run around, drop in on 2-3 people, say hello to them.
Yeah, well, okay, son, and I'll see you tomorrow. And thanks a lot for the present. It sure was nice of you, Andy.
Oh, nothing at all, nothing at all. And say Merry Christmas to Ruby and her mama for me and the kids. Right?
Yes, I will, Andy. I'm going on back with Arbidella now.
Yeah, well, so long, Amos.
So long, Andy, so long. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, Lord. Well, honey, you was all in bed, ain't you?
Daddy, can I turn on the little radio for a minute before I go to sleep?
Yeah, well, just for a minute or two, I'll snap it on for you. There you are. Now we let it warm up a few seconds. We don't want to wake up baby.
Oh, music never wakes him up, Daddy.
Yeah, well, now, let me straighten your covers out a little, honey. Tell me this, is you said your prayers?
Mommy heard my prayers before she went out, Daddy.
Yeah, well, that's
the
good.
The Paul Taylor chorus continues with the Lord's Prayer.
Well, now, get under the covers.
Daddy, could you get some Christmas music on the radio?
Why, darling, this is the very best Christmas music you could get. They're going to sing the Lord's Prayer.
I've been saying the Lord's Prayer with Mommy. She's been teaching it to me.
Yeah, I know she is.
What does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
Well, it means an awful lot, and with the world like it is today, it seems to have a bigger meaning than ever before.
Well, what does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
The Lord's Prayer? Well, darling, I'll explain it to you.
Well, will you, Daddy?
Yeah, now, you lay down there, that's right, and listen. Now, the first line of the Lord's Prayer is this. Our Father, which art in heaven, that means Father of all that is good, where no wrong can ever dwell. Then it says, hallowed will be thy name. That means, darling, that we should love and respect all that is good. And then it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. That means, darling, as we clean our hearts of all hate and selfishness and fill our hearts with love, the good, the true, and the beautiful, then this earth where we are now will be just like heaven.
That would be wonderful, Daddy.
Then it says after that, give us this day our daily bread. Now that means, honey, to feed our hearts and minds with kindness, love, and courage, which will make us strong for our daily task. Then after that, the next line of the Lord's Prayer is this, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Do you remember the golden rule?
Yes, sir.
Well, that means that we must keep the golden rule and do unto others as we would want others to do unto us.
Oh.
And then it says after that, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now that means, my darling, to ask God to help us do and see and think right, so that we will neither be led or tempted by anything in the world that could be bad. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. That means, my darling, that all the world and everything is in it belongs to God's kingdom. Everything. Your mommy, your daddy, your little brother, your grandma, you and everybody. And as we know that and act as if we do know it, my darling, that is the real spirit of Christmas.
That's good, Daddy.
Well, now, I guess we ought to cut off the radio and let you go to sleep.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Daddy, will you leave the radio on while I go to sleep?
All right, I'll leave it on and you can listen to some Christmas music. Christmas, my darling. On behalf of the makers of Rinso and everybody here, we want to sincerely wish you a very happy Christmas.
We know that to many of you, it won't really seem like Christmas this year with your loved ones so far away. But there are many things to be grateful for.
And we hope and pray that a year from now, we will all be able to celebrate a Christmas when there is really peace on earth.
Good night, folks.
Merry Christmas.
To be with us again next Friday evening at the same time when the makers of Rinso will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Our thanks to the Paul Taylor Chorus for joining Amos and Andy in their Christmas presentation tonight. This is Harlow Wilcox saying goodnight to all of you from all of us.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.